welcome to the Create Magic Podcast, episode number 424. That's a lot of episodes. This is a daily podcast I do about the artwork I make and post over on Instagram and my website, both linked below. I've been doing daily posts of artwork over there for almost 2.5, 3 years almost now, which is a really wild thing to think about. They got so much crud out, and it really feels nice to have that big of a body of work to look at, but it's also weird to step back and reflect on how much stuff you've actually forgotten about that you've been putting out. And I've been trying to get more comfortable with the idea of reposting things, and it's really funny. I had a nice little synchronicity this morning when listening to a new podcast I've really been enjoying called the Why Do Podcast, which is a couple of my favorite artists that I follow over on Instagram doing a podcast about why other creatives do what they do. And obviously that's right up my alley, but I've been thinking about this concept of reposting old work a lot because of the way that, you know, weird algorithms and social media works, and that when you post it the first time, you cast a net and you catch X amount of people, but you're never going to get even close to all of the followers that you have, or even the potential followers, any of that stuff. So reposting stuff seems like a good way to cast the net again and get a different percentage, because I guess small time is in the big scheme of things as far as Instagram followers. I have like 16,000 at this point, which is just mind-blowing to me, but still much smaller than a lot of other people that I really follow and love their work and whatnot. But even with that, it's I only get, 5% of those followers that actually see what I do. So I have been trying to get more comfortable with reposting old work, and it's something that you've probably noticed if you pay attention and a little closer to what I've been doing as far as my second post of the day, if I do one that day. And that topic was one of the big ones that came up on the Why Do podcast this morning, and it was really nice to hear other artists that, you know, deal with this more in a kind of a bigger scale than I do, and how they handle these things and where their heads are with everything. And it just made me think about how valuable it is that we can listen to some of our favorite creators these days, and there's this wealth of material where you can just listen to people talk about either the form and like the craft of the thing, or they can talk about the ideas behind it and where they come from and the overall a goal or aesthetic of it. And I just love how much that you can soak up. And I think that's one of the things that have gotten me really stoked on making more comics, because last night and this morning, I just kind of went ahead and finished the next page of the new little Morning Rituals Goblin comic that I started and I posted yesterday. So we have a second page today, and it is kind of continuing the conversation. So the one yesterday ended with the goblin friends stirring the cup of coffee, and it said stimulate, and this second page picks up with the first panel saying expect the unexpected, and then a little fly lands on his cup of coffee, and the fly says hello, and the goblin says hi. The next panel is a close-up of the fly on the cup of coffee, and it says, I noticed you were looking worried while buzzing overhead, everything okay? And that's the fly asking the goblin, and then the goblin says, meh, just feeling a little off this morning, and the fly says, oh. And then in the next panel, we have the fly kind of buzzing around in front of the goblin picking up a book, and the fly says, I totally get that, but maybe off is the same as on. And the goblin looks a little curious and is pondering, and then the last panel, he's smiling and starting to draw in his journal, and the goblin says, thanks fly, that made me feel better, and the fly says, that's what flies are for. So this is kind of my goal with the format, is to have these little pages that flow together but are in themselves little individual isolated stories that you can get out of it. And I really like leaning into that format of these comics because I use these for social media posts, so it's nice to have a self-contained story or message within each page, but then the comic book lover of me wants an overall narrative. So I've never really been comfortable or that great at writing those big stories, so I'm going for like a 7-page short story where each page stands alone and has a statement of its own, but the 7 to 8 pages together make a nice little short story. So this one is going to be all about the goblin and the fly having a fun day together and making some wonderful things. So I hope you all dig this. I'm going to go. It's time to pick Teddy up from field day. I'm real excited. This is his last couple days of kindergarten. Can't believe it's his first field day. He's going to be in first grade soon. We have his first real summer. It's big time, busy time, big time. Been very excited and grateful for what I have here. So all that being said, if you want more comics or prints or anything else, check out the website below. I just put up some really fun bird screen prints that I made a little bit ago and I hadn't had a chance to list on the website yet, as well as some comics and zines and other donut paintings and things. So yeah, check that out. And thank you for all the support there on Patreon and everywhere else. I'm just beyond grateful. Have a great day, and I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Bye.